When you consider the word hate, it often comes into our minds as something very negative, and as well it should, because hate and anger and wrath and malice, all these things are seen in the world. And we see wars and fighting and people doing all sorts of evil things because of hate. Maybe hate because of the color of skin, hate because of a different class, and hate for whatever reason. And this type of hate should not be in our lives. But there are some things, according to God's Word, that we should hate, and some things that we ought to hate with every fiber of our being because they go against the very nature of God. In Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13, consider this verse if you would. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. We see some things here that the Lord Himself hates. Not good things, but things that are against His very nature. And that's why it says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. We consider this reverential awe, this fear that we should have, this respect that we should have for God and who He is. God Himself being a God of love, that God is love there in 1 John 4 and verse 8. And what is it that's opposite to God and the love and the fear that we should have for Him? Well, it's evil. The fear of God, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. It's to hate that very thing which goes against God, which is contrary to His very nature. God is synonymous with light. And in God there is no evil whatsoever. We see there in 1 John chapter 1. And so to hate the things that are against God is to be those people that are fighting against that which is not according to God and His Word. But I want you to think about the things which He said to hate. The first one being pride. That arrogance, that pride which goes before destruction and a haughty spirit which goes before fall. People today no doubt want to set themselves up as those being the greatest people of all time. That I am great and no one compares to me. That pride that fills a person, that sets himself upon his own pedestal. But God hates that. Why? Because God should be the one who's uplifted. God should be the one who's set up as the high and the almighty one. The second one there being arrogance. That I'm better than you just because of who I am. This arrogance that fills the soul, that arrogance that sets one up against another. And actually turns to hate for one man hating another just because they're so full of themselves. God also hates that. But also this idea of being a perverse mouth. So often today we hear language and we hear jokes and we hear all sorts of stuff which is a perversion to God because it's lewd and it's crude and it should not be in our minds and our hearts and especially should not be spoken from our mouths. And God hates those things. But look at the last one there that also is mentioned. This pride and this arrogance and this evil way and this perverse mouth, that evil way being there amongst all those qualities. So often today, we see people taking this evil path, this evil way which leads literally to that path of destruction which takes us to that path of hell. We do not want to go down that path. We do not want to tread that road, but this evil way is so often trodden in the world today. God hates these things. He hates pride and He hates arrogance. He hates the evil way. And He hates the perverse mouth. We as well as Christians should hate these evil things and be those that love God and fear Him and keep His commandments.